The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
I ain't never heard of it, then it ain't famous.
What about every single K-pop artist?
Yeah, I don't listen to K-pop.
Editing this episode made me cry. This week on Flag Time. This dumbass show, and we will see you next time.
Okay, bye. Oh, welcome to Flag Time Podcast, everybody. What's going on? We have spent so little time, or we had such a long time between our last recording.
It's been so long, man.
God damn, it's been like a whole 5 seconds.
God.
I know. It's been so long, I did laundry and changed into the same shirt somehow.
I know, magically. Right? Anyway, premium member William Martin says, best kind of pizza.
What?
Best kind of pizza.
The margarita.
What did you say?
Margarita pizza.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
As long as it's made by an actual fucking pizza shop and not like a chain.
Tell you what, best pizza.
Apparently, you can fuck it up. Apparently, you can fuck pizza up really bad.
You wanted to want to know what?
Yeah,
one
if you're
of the
a
best
snob.
Pizzas I've ever exactly. had is one of the best pizzas I've ever had was a mellow mushroom pizza that they discontinued, and it was called Bayou Blue. It had shrimp on it.
Shrimp pizza, huh?
Fucking delicious.
Hmm.
Goddamn good. I'm a connoisseur of weird pizzas. Like, whenever we have a pizza party at the shop because we are slave labor, whenever we have a pizza party at the shop, I always look for the weird pizzas because I know they get at least one. Because every other time, it's always like pepperoni.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
cheese.
We got a fucking apple and banana pizza this
I'll
time.
I'll eat the shit out of that. I don't care. It's weird. So
I don't want to eat the shit out of anyone.
I used Eric. So one time, right?
Uh huh.
I have leftover Asian zing boneless wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
And then the shop got pizza, and then one of those pizzas was buffalo chicken pizza. And uh-huh. what I did was I fucking cut up the Asian zing boneless wings and put them on top of my buffalo chicken pizza slices.
Hell yeah.
Boneless.
That shit was awesome.
Boneless.
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 Hey yo, can I get a boneless pizza?
Boneless.
Wah. Anyway, premium member level 14 says, why are Sterling's cats and Eric's cat so cute? Please give them all a pet for me. Pixie, give your doggos a pet too. And
hey,
a serious question.
Hey, speaking of cats, I have a cat.
Oh yeah, you have a page now.
Speaking of cats, my wife and I have started an Instagram page for our cats that we called Purrworks. We were literally talking about like what are we gonna call it, and I was like, Catworks, and I looked and Catworks was taken, and I was like,
that
what
was
about
taken.
Yeah, so is
that
Purrworks.
Was taken.
So per three R's, Purrr works. We're gonna have cat memes on there.
You should make a Sasha meow compilation.
I want to make like a compilation of her like making all the ridiculous fucking noises that she makes. Well, she's fucking she will pick at her toenails, like on her back feet, like she'll bite her fucking fingernails like she's like a little kid, and she makes these like fucking gremlin noises.
I guarantee you a Sasha noise compilation will go viral as shit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Anyway, level 14 says, as a serious question, how has it felt for each of you seeing how the Patreon has grown as well as the community along with it?
It's been pretty
awesome. I didn't believe it would happen. I still kind of don't really believe it's happening.
Yeah,
but
no, it's nuts.
You guys are paying for this? All right. That's crazy, but I mean, you do you, hon.
It's your money, you do what
really,
you want with.
I really think it's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
This is pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, no, it's very epic, very cool and good.
Premium member Police 428 says, as technicians, what vehicles make you instantly enraged when you see it roll into the shop? R-Class.
Anything German.
Anything made by Chrysler.
Either be a bad design, bad owners, or bad luck.
Anything made by well, really any domestic vehicle.
Any European vehicle for me.
The R class makes me go into a blind rage any time I see one.
You're like, there's going to be goldfish stuck in the seatbelt retractors. I know it.
There's going to be coins super glued to the side of the carpet, not with glue.
Also, fun fact, I worked on an Odyssey recently that had a DVD player. It was a Blu-ray disc. A Blu-ray disc player that the kids stuffed like something in. It was like
put a pizza in the DVD slot.
Well, I took the whole fucking thing apart, and the part they stuck it was like Pokemon cards or something. They like stuck a bunch of Pokemon cards in this DVD player. It was a sealed part of the DVD player that I couldn't take apart.
Oh my god!
So I was just like, yeah, I can't take the DVD player apart to fucking take the shit out. And they were like, all right. And they come back and they were like, all right, well, they approved a new DVD player. And then we got it to the dealership and they were like, okay, go ahead and install it. And I looked at the invoice for the fucking thing and it was $2,000.
Holy fuck. Jesus
and I was Christ. Like, wow, all that to watch fucking Cars 2 in the back of a Honda Odyssey. Like, all right. Those
parents are going to be fucking pissed.
Well, I mean, they fucking...
Those kids are grounded.
There's no food allowed back there anymore.
Well, DVD player's in the center console. It's in the front. It's right underneath the radio. So they like crawled in the front of the car and did that.
Hell yeah. Premium member Ansel Fuji asks, have any of you, didn't you already ask a question? Yes, you did.
Motherfucker. All right. Charge him $15 more.
You're right.
You get $5 for an extra question.
Well, I'm gonna be so ridiculous.
Yeah, no. This you only get one question at a time. However, because I really want to answer this one, we'll do this once. Anytime anybody does two answers, you're getting the second one completely ignored. But this one says, have any of you three experienced a mental burnout from work and how often? What have you done to what have you done to help it with it and any advice? So what I did is the moment I experienced extreme burnout is I found a new shop.
Yeah.
I usually experience symptoms of burnout right before I go on vacation. And then I go on vacation and it's fine.
Mm. See, that happens the opposite. See, I don't have burnout and then I go on a vacation and then I come back and I'm like, man, fuck this. I was like, I just want to have a vacation all the time.
Tasted
like,
freedom.
I've had 4 days where I've done nothing except just drive around and be and cool, like do stuff that's fun. Yeah. And now I got to fucking sit here. And
by the time I'm done with vacation, I'm bored and I want to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Well,
didn't somebody ask a question that was like, what's your dream job?
Yeah.
I didn't answer that. My dream job is to not fucking work. That's my dream job.
No
I just
one
want
dreams
to do,
of labor.
I do not dream of doing labor as I
think streaming video
Tinder
games for money. That's not a job. That's me playing video games and people watch and pay me, apparently.
I do not dream of doing labor.
Yeah, racing cars is like you
extremely
have to be kind of
fucking physical.
Yes, you do have to be athletic. However, to me, it is way more fun than any kind of job ever would be. So
can we take a break and I want to get some water.
Okay. Flag time. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon. That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from. Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have 3 tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
Anyway, the hosts have gone to get water. Pixie and Sterling have both gone at the same time to get water. So I am here, left alone, to entertain all of you. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try my best. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this voice is. It's trying to do an NPR kind of thing. Anyway, Sterling's back. There we go.
Wait, hang on.
No, he's going back away. Okay. Anyway, so I went to Harper's Ferry today, and I'm wearing an Appalachian Trail shirt. And in Harper's Ferry is a section of the Appalachian Trail that passes through town. So I actually wore an Appalachian Trail shirt on the Appalachian Trail for the first time in my life. That was pretty cool.
Hey, look who I have.
We have a Millie.
We have one Millie. Got anything you want to say?
Just rub her face in the microphone.
You have eye boogies. You want to say anything?
No, go be free.
Child.
Be free, child. Post-production Serrated Mobius here. This is going to be hard to convey to audio, but the reason why I just immediately start laughing here after a bit of silence is Pixie was attempting to put on his headphones. He lost grip of them and smacked himself in the face with it. You'll be able to see that on the Patreon. I'll probably clip that on the Instagram as well. Go follow Flag Time Podcast on Instagram. You'll see it there. Anyway, here's the reaction to that.
That's it. I quit the podcast. Bye, everybody.
Wait, what? What happened?
Come on. What a mess.
God, so, fucking
Sterling, you'll actually be able to see it since you're a premium member.
No! Now,
Wait, what happened?
Pixie just fucking failed. He rolled a one trying to put on his headphones.
What?
He went to go put on his headphones, and when he went to extend them, he lost grip in one of his hands and went dank.
Also, hey, shout out fucking micro bar. These things
that
are
is
fucking
not what
awesome.
That says. It's just a bunch of squiggles.
If you smoke the electric weed, micro bar is a good brand. Just letting you know. Also, don't do drugs.
Holy God, shit, fuck ass. Oh my God. Okay.
Were you recording all of that?
I was recording that.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We do not condone the use of drugs on this podcast. However, if you do, this is cool.
If you get drug tested, don't.
If you get drug tested, don't. Also, live in Washington. It's pretty cool. Actually, don't. Don't come here. It's bad. Everything here sucks. Don't come to this state.
Don't come to Texas either. You'll melt in the summer. You'll die. Well, there's too many people here. Leave.
California is a beautiful place to move to, I think.
Yeah, everybody go to California. Stop moving out of go to California.
I'm going to California again.
So I actually found
next weekend. Actually.
I found a map. I found a map that shows
how
many days it stays the same temperature around the country. And everywhere across the country has drastically different temperatures throughout the year. So
you mean every other state experiences weather?
Yes, except
fucking
for the county that Los Angeles is in. For some reason, where Los Angeles sits is in the exact part of the world for climate wise, for some reason, where it experiences the same exact temperature year round, which explains why there's a giant city there.
Which I think is ironic because it's they're the city that is the most involved with affecting climate change and helping out climate crisis and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's ironic because it's the state that has the most localized climate in almost the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just they don't want their
75.
Everyone else.
They don't want their 75 to 80 degree day every day to go away.
When I went down there, it was fucking hot. It was like 90 something. It was bullshit. Also, people in California do not know how to be in traffic. Los Angeles, no. I guess.
Even though they're in traffic all the time.
Pee pee poo poo butthole land, California.
California is beautiful.
It is. It's just the people aren't.
Maxine Damn. Prudhomme says 2013 Chevrolet Cruze 1.4T.
Don't buy
that. Throw it in the garbage.
Don't buy that. If that's a car that you're looking at buying, don't buy that.
Buy a Cobalt instead.
Don't buy that either.
Premium member Ashton Green says, Where is you dream vacation location? Where is you dream vacation location?
That depends. How much money do I have to spend?
Did not say.
I think it just depends. I don't think money is no object. Kinda. Yeah.
If money is no object, I'm going to the Oxford Ranch in Texas.
I'm going to Germany.
Because drive tanks is awesome, and I need a lot of money to do what I want there.
What do you want to do? What are you talking about? What even is the place that you've mentioned?
So Drive Tanks is a ranch in Texas where you can go and pay money to fucking drive tanks. But you can also pay to fire the cannon of said tank. It's like $2,200 to fire the tank because the round is expensive.
Or
go to Ukraine and fight the war. No.
I was going to say, like, you could also just buy a tank and then you could go on a vacation with the tank somewhere.
I would still have to spend thousands of dollars for a single cannon round for said tank.
I was gonna say, if you do the war thing, you get paid to do it, but you also risk dying. But so that's that.
Well, I mean, I guess you'd risk dying if you operated a tank in any capacity.
Well, you don't have other tanks shooting at you at the ranch.
Unless someone decides to go fucking postal on the whole place.
I mean,
just like, oh no, now the tanks really, are weaponized.
It's really, really, really difficult to operate a tank with a single fucking person.
Premium member Tagarung says, thoughts on King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard?
Go to jail. Go to jail for saying that.
I have no idea what that is. Is that a band? Is that like an indie band that no one's ever
heard
of?
It's a band.
Okay. Is it a band? It sounds like a famous.
They're pretty famous.
They are?
Yeah.
Not famous enough because I never heard of them.
Yes, because the dictation of fame is it goes through you.
Just saying,
if I ain't never heard of it, then it ain't famous. What about every single K-pop artist?
Yeah, I don't listen to K-pop.
Therefore, so it's not famous enough?
No.
It's not famous enough, and Pixie 2.3 has not heard of it.
I don't like that liberal music.
All of those other Instagram people with like over millions of followers that Pixie doesn't follow, they're not famous.
No. Like at all. Fuck them. They don't exist. If I don't know what it is, it doesn't exist.
Premium member Sushi Sausage says chicken fried steak, but not steak fried chicken.
Chicken fried steak is better than steak fried chicken.
That is true.
Yeah.
Because steak fried chicken is just baked chicken.
No, it's literally just regular. That's just like pan fried chicken.
Basically. Yeah, that's all that is.
I mean, that's or all our chicken. Patreon questions that looped over from the last episode. So thank you very much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Should we come up with like another topic?
What the fuck should we talk this one? About?
Don't we have Instagram comments now?
We do, but we've got 43 minutes left in this recording. So
we'll yeah, but those later. Aren't those are going to be just like penis and wiener.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Ball and cock.
Fuck. I almost threw up.
That probably wouldn't have been better for ratings if you did.
That would have also probably ruined. It would have ruined my Elgato.
That was a joke, by the way.
That's such an 80s about statement.
Analytics.
Damn.
Was that good water?
That was some fucking good water. Water out of a dirty hydro flask is the best water you'll ever have in your life.
That slight taste of mold is good shit.
No, no, I don't. I wash it as soon as it starts to taste a little weird. But like we have a Brita, and I wash this about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I like don't. I'm pretty careful about not letting the lid touch things, and like I don't ever set it on its fucking side. So like it's clean. It's good. Don't worry. Don't worry about my health, basically. Because I'm good.
That's that kind of water that tastes crispy. If you know,
I had a...
If you drink water a lot, you'll understand that that does make sense.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
I had a really funny thought / idea for a build when I was in the shower the other day.
Shower thoughts.
And...
Shower thoughts, build. Nah. Shower builds.
Shower build. It could be like a segment of flag time.
Shower builds while shower I wash builds. My balls in the shower.
Completely like, hypothetical builds that are not based in reality. Let's go.
You're like, man. Well, I thought about taking like a Honda Insight shell and turning it into a boat.
Ooh, okay.
Because like if you took Insight and you just like had the, you know, like gutted the suspension out of it, like kept the interior.
Mm-hmm.
And like sealed the doors shut, and you could like climb in and out through like either like the hatch or maybe like just like the windows come out or something. Maybe like the power windows still work or something. And you know, you fill in the fenders and you basically like make the bottom flat, and you like just put like an outboard in the back or something. Mm-hmm.
You could probably just weld it to a fucking a Lumacraft boat.
Like, yeah, you could, I feel like you could make that a thing, like a pod almost, but like, you know, it's still a closed vehicle. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would describe that, but it's, I feel like that would just be like,
that actually reminds me of something that we can talk about.
What?
Like imagine like rolling up to the harbor with a Honda Insight boat that's being towed by another Honda Insight. I think that'd be really funny.
Insight Inception.
Inception. Inception.
So I asked Eric boat this insight. The other day, is why the fuck don't cars really get better gas mileage than they did in the 90s? Example, your Honda Insight.
Mm-hmm.
The new Insight gets less gas mileage.
Yeah. So I've actually thought about this a lot.
It's like, sure, some, like, the example I said was like the Honda Civic. It's only a 400 pound difference. So that's not really going to be a super factor. But it gets
400 pounds.
So 97 Honda Civic is only 400 pounds lighter than a 2023 Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm. Well, a 97 Civic is, it's not like a little car. But like the really light Civics were like, Jesus Christ, you can tell what I'm thinking about. The really light Civics are like the EG was kind of like the first like sign that the Civics were gonna get bigger, and then like,
yeah, like they got bigger. They didn't get all that much heavier, but yet they get the same gas mileage.
Yeah, well, they also have, you also got to take into consideration that they don't have, they have a lot more technology, they're a lot safer. Also, if you make a car heavier and you make it more powerful, it's going to be like, it's not going to have fuel on their side by default, but the technology
it's also a much more efficient motor.
Yeah. It's more efficient in burning gasoline. It's not more efficient in making power. It's just like using all of the gas versus using some of the gas and then having emissions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is that I'm really trying to get is there's all this thing about the EPA. Like, oh, the companies have to have so much total mile, like average miles per gallon between all their models.
Yeah, I think that's, like, I forget exactly what that's called.
It's like, if that was like a huge concern, why isn't there more like economy cars with crazy gas mileage? Because we obviously can fucking do it. We did it in the 90s.
Yeah, well,
why isn't there like two or three models of car with like 50 and 60 fucking miles per gallon? And then yeah. you have that way you can do the cool shit.
I don't really know why, but the Insight, the card that they make now that Honda calls the Insight, it's just a Civic, basically.
It's a Civic, but it's hybrid, a Civic, basically.
But they also make, I don't really know if they make the, I'm not 100%. I know they make the Accord hybrid. I don't really know if they make a Civic hybrid anymore.
They do, I think.
They did for a little while. I don't think they do anymore. I don't remember doing hybrids, that in the new model training or anything.
Like a 2000 and what was the first fucking Prius? What was it? 2003?
2000.
2000. Yeah, a fucking Prius now should have like 110 miles per gallon, not the same as it did in 2000.
That's what I'm saying.
We have the technology to do that.
Can I put on a tinfoil hat?
Yes.
Because I think. Oh my God.
I still haven't thrown this away.
Why do you have that?
Because I still have. Like, keep forgetting to throw it away.
What if? Ow. What if oil companies have lobbied all of the automakers to not increase the fuel economy of vehicles so they can earn more money on gas sales?
I mean, I believe that, but I also don't really know why that would be.
They want to trickle it slowly because that way they can make the most money for the longest amount of time. And
probably. I don't know. I'm not going to get all Alex Jones.
Because if everybody has 110 MPG cars, gas people don't make money. So
that's true.
This is the way I see it. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to take my tinfoil hat off now. That's probably the most unhinged shit I've ever said in my life.
what I'm trying to get at is, why don't they do that so that way you can make the crazy, ridiculous fucking sports cars and not have to worry about them getting good gas mileage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? If you've got four cars in the fleet that get 60-plus miles per gallon, a fucking 800-horsepower car that gets 12 miles to the gallon or worse isn't gonna fucking bring the average far enough down.
Well, mm-hmm. that average includes EVs. That's why manufacturers have EVs now. It's because they're incentivized. So, like, a lot of manufacturers have they've discontinued their small cars. Like Ford, for example, they discontinued all their the Focus, the Fiesta, the Taurus, all their cars. They discontinued them because now that they have the Ford Mach-E, the Mustang Mach-E, they have the electric car that I think that's included in that.
I have no idea.
I think that's what offsets them still making the Mustang.
But what I'm saying is the Mustang could be even crazier if there was better gas mileage for the economy stuff.
Yeah, no, they could totally build like a Mustang with like an integrated motor setup, like the way a Honda hybrid is.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know, but they totally could, and it would be super fucking sick.
Like, I want.
Like, what are you?
Like, what I'm getting at is because they have to have a certain average MPG. If you have four cars in the fleet that get 60 plus MPG, you can then have the sports car only get like fucking eight. And it'd have crazy fucking performance.
Pixie just wants his big ass fucking V8 car.
Yes, I want my fucking you know, 8 you could just liter do V8. That. Yeah.
You could just buy a 95 Mustang and put that fucking engine in it, and then you'd have that.
I'm aware. I'm talking about, like, I want to see it just come out of the fucking dealership.
He wants a production super powerful car that he can think would beat the AMG Project One on the Nürburgring.
No, that's not that specific. But like when the GT500 Code Red came out, I'm like, that's fucking awesome. It's a factory. It's factory. It has to go to Shelby, and they have to build it. Mm-hmm. But it's a 1300 horsepower twin turbo V8.
That's it.
With a warranty. It's not street legal. It's track.
That's
only.
Not even that much. My Honda Civic has more than
no.
That.
But a Mustang you buy from the fucking
my
factory.
Honda Civic's got more power than that, mate.
my 1 liter four cylinder can destroy it. So I mean,
my 1 liter.
I have a 1 liter three cylinder.
Oh shit!
I've got a 1 liter water bottle.
No, you don't. That's not what that is.
Yeah, it is.
No.
My balls are one layer.
Anyway, should we go to the Instagram things?
Are there questions?
Just real quick. No. So on the Instagram page, I just went over and over again. And put
the intro to Them Bones.
Yes. As tradition, we always highlight the first response of the Instagram story response. And today, again, is story Moto response. Clicks. Moto Clicks says, bro, is you moaning the fuck lamfowl? Are you an actual gooner, like, for real? Do you goon? Because the last episode that you got the first response on... No, I'm talking to Moto Clicks here. Like, the last episode that you got the first response on, you were like, how do you lube something? I think you're an actual gooner, my guy. You need to fucking get the porn brain out of your head and touch grass. That's PSA from Flag Time.
Go talk to an actual woman.
No, because then he might get a sexual assault charge.
True. That's actually a good point.
If you're into that.
Train first and then go talk to somebody.
Stop gooning on the fucking Instagram page. I swear to God. Anyway.
You must do not goon here, please.
This is Flag Time. This is a no gooning zone.
I'm not gooned.
Please leave gooning at home or in your car.
This is a no ooh zone and a no goon zone.
Not our goon here.
Don't goon in your car. That's illegal.
Do it while you're driving. Do it with your friends. At the store. I don't fucking
all
know.
Both legs up on the dash, kick on the steering wheel, fucking 80 miles an hour down the fucking freeway.
What? That you legs up, dick. Okay, I don't know how you would.
Don't think about it too hard.
I'm picturing someone with their legs up and their.
That's a cognito hazard. Stop thinking about it.
They're on the dash. Dick's flopped on the wheel. Next question, please.
Are they upside down? What the fuck?
No. Like this.
Okay. Like we're done. We're done with the visual aids.
Instagram user Brian Valenti of 35 says, "What is the square root of and how does it affect the digestion of spark plugged?"
The square root of is fuck, and then it helps with the digestion of spark plug because World War II.
All right.
Have I ever told you about what I know about World War II planes?
Did I tell you about the time I was on
you
Omaha?
Know what an A6M0 is?
That's the last good car Mitsubishi ever made.
Just I know, about to say that.
I know what a GU-8 Avenger is. GAU-8.
That's not in the World War II.
It could be.
Your dad knows.
It's about 12 years too late.
No, if you don't believe hard enough. Robert Hansen's Evan82 says, "Everything I see, a Tesla or a plane." I think you need therapy, Hawk. My guy.
Oh, plane. Like scream. I get it. Funny.
I get what he said now. I thought he was like, "Everything I see is a Tesla or a plane. Everything I see is a Tesla or a plane."
Like, man, you have very selective visions.
That's why I was like, you need therapy, dude. Like,
you need like visual aid. You need like glasses or something. Like, you can't decipher shapes that aren't Teslas or airplanes.
Walker 62738 says, "Dino nuggies or tax fraud?"
Why not both?
The tax fraud is in the dino nuggies.
Oh. Kyle Olson 25 says, "Penor balls McBeanus."
We're not adults. The fact that we all laughed at that, we're not adults. We're still 13 years old.
I'm too high for this.
God damn it.
Woo.
Perfect Cell is watching me do this podcast. I just realized that.
Yeah. Mercedes Benz is?
Mark Zim responds, he just flips off his instrument cluster in his car.
Hell yeah.
He's doing this to his instrument cluster. So,
what kind of car is it?
He's flipping off the raging pussy meter on the tachometer.
It looks like a GM vehicle because I recognize that font.
I love. Send me that. I'll fucking tell you exactly what it is.
That's the GMT 800 from 03.
I could be very wrong, so just take what I say with a grain of salt because I'm a Mercedes tech.
Okay. Okay.
I haven't seen a GM vehicle in fucking years.
Is it a daytime picture?
No, it's a nighttime picture. For the past 5 years, I've worked on Mercedes and driven Mercedes. I haven't seen a GM vehicle in actual years.
This is it says.
Oh, it says STI on it. I see it.
The fucking STI.
It's Subaru.
I see it now.
It's a fucking automatic. Wait, is it automatic?
If you have an automatic STI, you need to go to jail.
I don't. Okay, so between the fuel gauge and the temperature gauge, is that a Prindle?
I don't fucking know.
Maybe I'm just not used to seeing what a.
What's crazy
STI
is
gauge goes. I don't think they made automatic STIs, did they?
Half of the people that listen to this podcast don't know the reference you just fucking made.
Even I don't. It's like a 2007.
You've never heard. Did you never watch Sweet Life of Zach and
Cody?
Oh, Prindle. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, so when I was in NASCAR Technical Institute, that's what they called it. Like, unironically, it was they taught us that it was called the Prindle.
That's crazy. I wonder how that originated for them to call it that.
Because it's PRNDL. It's Prindle.
I know. Prindle. The reason why I call it Prindle is because of that one episode where London learns how to drive.
Mm-hmm. I think London was so wrong that she was correct. Because that's how it's taught in, like, tech school.
That's crazy. Unless tech school calls it that because they all also saw that episode.
That's probably the case.
Wait a minute.
When I went to Mercedes-Benz actual instructor-led training for transmission classes, they showed us the video for the, what the fuck is it called? Yes.
What is that?
Okay, so this, I thought it was.
You're far away from your microphone.
I know.
I thought.
You're behind your microphone now.
There's blood on my finger. What the fuck? I thought that was like a PRNDL on the gauge cluster. It's a fucking diff. It's the center differential
setting
gauge, the ratio gauge or something.
Anyway,
going back to the front diff. Anyway, yeah.
Going back to what I was saying, when I was in instructor,
not an automatic SDI.
When I was in instructor led training, for-
your microphone did something fucking weird, and you sound like a demon. That was fucking crazy.
That was pretty cool.
When I was in instructor-led training for the transmission class in Mercedes-Benz actual authorized training, we watched the turbo encabulator video.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
That's really good.
Hello, my name is Stephen Hawking. Please touch my penis.
I mean, all right, I guess.
I'm leaving that silence in.
Oh, yes.
Bread Unslicer says, asbestos yummy.
Bread Unslicer? The fuck?
Imagine waking up in the morning and your loaf of bread is uncut for some reason. You're like, what the fuck?
I'm cut in more ways than one.
Wow!
Why does my bread have a foreskin on it now? What's going on? I mean, that's all the wrapper really is. Anyway.
Like, take that job. Wasn't there before.
Yeah, you like you take the wrapper off.
Let's get rid of that.
Jesus
I wonder
Christ.
If people do that. They just pull the wrapper down instead of jamming their fucking hand in the bag.
They pull the wrapper down, just ha.
Oh, I've eaten a whole loaf of bread in 30 seconds.
Why?
What the fuck?
When I was bulking.
And he's single. Can you believe
that?
Need
to say. That's all you need to say is that you were bulking. That's
no,
it.
Anyway, people need to know how I did that.
Oh,
if you
with your mouth?
No, well, so I took a whole loaf of bread, right? And I was like, I need to hit my calories. Bread has a lot of calories in it. The fucking whole loaf of bread was like 200 over what I needed. So I was like, fuck it. I took the loaf of bread and crushed it in the 12-ton press I have in the garage till it was about that big, the whole loaf of bread, and then I ate it.
You dense motherfucker.
It was like chewing clay, but I got my fucking I got my fucking calories in.
Wouldn't that shit like expand in your belly?
No. It didn't.
No.
It didn't. I chewed it good enough. It didn't.
You chewed it good enough.
It took a long time for those two bites to chew, but I did it.
I'm going to chuck that
up. I'll never do it again, but
I'm going to chuck that up as things that Pixie has done that has never been done in human history.
Like, I'm pretty sure other dudes at the gym that have
never happened for 500, Alex.
Pretty sure other people have done that before.
Like, has somebody ever said something around you? Fuck. Hold on. Has somebody ever said something around you and you were just like, that has never, ever been said ever in history?
No.
Huh.
I know other people who have eaten whole loaves of bread in one sitting for calories
because
none of them had access to a 12-ton press to get it that small.
The group of friends that I hung out with in North Carolina, I guarantee you at least once a week somebody would say something where I was like, that's never been said. No one in human history has ever said that.
Like, you got some weird friends up there.
Why do you think I am the way I am?
Like, I know, it's all coming together now.
Like the whole thing where I explained that Ed, and Eddie was my favorite cartoon growing up and the universal response is that explains a lot.
You bet your sweet baby I am.
Like, did y'all see the brownie? Planted
by a bowling ball.
I love that.
Did y'all see the brownie at Crumble Cookie? That's almost 1,200 calories.
No, yes. I don't fucking give a fuck about Crumble cookies.
You should, because they're delicious.
They're okay.
They have people are fucking going crazy over because they have a brownie. The whole brownie is 1,150 calories.
You want to know how much of a fat ass I am?
It's got 5 servings in it. Who the fuck is going to split a brownie into 5 fucking servings?
I've
a
eaten fucking brownie 6. That's
it's a normal size brownie.
I've eaten 6 whole cookies from Crumble in one sitting.
I did that too, and I was sick afterwards.
I wasn't sick. I was good, and I wanted more. It was.
I ate 4 Costco hot dogs the other day.
That's actually pretty decent macros, though.
That was like he doesn't gym.
I know. I don't. It's a shame because that was excellent macros.
Yeah, I just fucking drink energy drinks and scream at work.
Me same, etc.
Me same, mood as fuck.
I've incorporated a small amount of Celsius into my life, and it's like Ritalin, basically.
if you drink it every day for 6 years, if you drink it every day for 6 years, it'll start to affect you negatively.
Ask
me
that.
How I know.
How do you know?
Because I did.
I know. I was just joking.
Hey, really?
Oh shit, that you just answered a question that one of our Instagram people had without even us reading it.
Who answered the question?
What was the question?
The Sterling just answered it, I think. Okay. Unless you've eaten more. Alex C 6198 says, how many glizzy you eat in one sit, with or without the buns?
I'll usually get 2 and then something else. Like, I'll usually get 2 hot dogs and like
why
maybe a piece of pizza.
Kill me?
Or maybe like a single hot dog and a slice of pizza and a cookie. Oh, and then sometimes I'll get a coffee. And then sometimes, actually, you know, what I've been a big fan of lately is I'm trying to cut.
My head hurt.
No. I used to not like bread when I was little, and I used to take the fucking hot dog out of the bun and fucking eat the hot dog just like by itself. My dad was like, "Don't do that."
How much time?
My dad said, "Grow the fuck up and eat the goddamn hot dog."
Holy god, we have 17 minutes left. What the fuck?
Yeah. So I'll usually eat
through without the bun.
What I've been a big fan of lately is instead of getting like a root beer or a soda or something, I'm trying to not drink as much soda because it's fucking like acid for my teeth, basically.
Yes, almost like so, just carbonic acid in it.
What I'll do What I'll do instead is I'll just get the soda water from the vending machine, the carbonated water that doesn't have any flavoring in it. That shit is, will fucking fry your nutsack. That is fucking, the carbonation on that shit is crazy. It like hurts to drink. It's so
fucking
good. Why
does carbonated water have so much more carbonation than a fucking soda?
Well, because a carbonated water you get out of a fucking like vending machine is like the CO2 is charged into it. There's no like latency time for fucking the when that spicy water goes in your body.
It's direct injection.
Basically, it's like direct injected fucking carbonated water. I love carbonated water. Also, if you don't like carbonated water, grow the fuck up.
I refuse to grow up there because I hate carbonated water.
It's so good.
I don't like drinking fucking Zenith TV static, okay?
That's like the specific. Same people that... It's like the same people that don't like tomato on their burger. Like, fuck
I don't
you.
Like tomato on my burger either.
Fuck you.
Get that shit off.
Grow up. It's so good. You're going to not eat your vegetables.
I eat my vegetables by themselves. Get that shit off my burger.
I eat tomato, or like a slice of tomato with pepper on it straight.
I used to know a kid that would
love tomato. I'll eat a tomato like a fucking apple.
I was about to say, I used to know a kid that would come to lunch at school with a tomato and eat it like a fucking apple.
They're so good for you. They're so good for you. And they're so yummy. And it's like just the right amount of acidic. And like, yeah, like shitty tomatoes have a gross texture.
I eat a lot of ketchup.
But like some people get like grossed out at that's not a tomato. Tomatoes and ketchup are different.
Ketchup is made with tomatoes.
So. Yeah, just like how fucking gasoline is made with dinosaurs. Like it's fucking they're far and few between. It's like, oh yeah, I don't like eggs on their own, but I like cookies. Same shit.
Hell yeah.
Fucking love eggs.
Hell yeah.
Where did the eggs come from?
My balls.
He just said it's like eating. It's like I don't like scrambled eggs, but I like cookies.
I was not listening. I was actively dissociating. Jesus Christ!
I love dissociating.
Does anybody?
Sometimes I'm at work and I'm like, oh boy, I can't wait to go in my car and dissociate on my lunch hour.
What are you gonna say, Pixie?
I don't do that.
I said, since being an adult, I used to regularly get edible cookie dough and never make cookies. I like eating cookie dough better than I like eating cookies.
I think that's just because you're lazy. You know, like to cook
cookies. No, I'm a whore for cookie dough. Okay.
I liked cookie dough when it was in ice cream. That was some good shit.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Sterling to say something about the cookie dough.
Well, I was thinking about how my wife thinks that my wife is a very lovely person. But
where's this going?
She thinks that mint chocolate chip ice cream tastes like toothpaste. No, it doesn't. If you think that it does, then you have the palate of a child.
It did when I was a child, and I haven't eaten it since. It might have, my taste buds may have changed.
It's a completely different flavor. It's like it's so different. It doesn't even taste the same. It's not even similar.
I mean, I don't go for like the mint chocolate chip when fucking cookies and cream is
toothpaste
there.
Toothpaste does have different flavors, so there's probably a certain kind of toothpaste that tastes exactly like mint ice cream.
When I was a kid, the toothpaste I had was similar.
Mm-hmm. But like mint chocolate chip ice cream is like vanilla ice cream that is minty, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so fucking good.
But I'm not choosing it over cookies and cream ice cream.
I say, give me like salted caramel core.
Sea salt caramel ice cream is the best ice cream flavor.
You ever had Acme Valley ice cream?
No,
because Ben and Jerry's exist.
No, because you guys don't live in Washington, and you guys are just missing out. When you guys come here, we're gonna have Acme Valley ice cream.
Okay,
and you guys will be like, "Wow, this ice cream is crazy."
Let me guess, it's made from the milk from the cows down the street.
No, it's made in Acme Valley, I don't know where Acme Valley is.
Is it close enough? Is it close enough by somebody to get milk from the cow?
Well, it is that way. It's over there.
Is it close enough to where they can get the local cows from that area and make it?
Well, that's the only way they can make ice cream is with cow's milk.
Well, no, what I'm saying is they don't have to get cow's milk from across the fucking country to fucking make their ice cream.
No, they make their own ice cream with their own milk that they get from their own cows.
That's what I'm talking about. Like that.
What ice cream company imports milk to make ice cream? I don't think that's a thing.
They have to import it to the big factory. What I'm talking about is like how your thing with the popcorn, the local, it gets from the local cornfields and it just tastes way better than regular popcorn. That's what I'm getting at. Do it with other foods. It's the same thing. Locally made ice cream from local cows tastes infinitely better than any fucking chain ice cream shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
But anyway, it's better. It's like probably gooey. It's super good.
If it's fucking locally sourced and made ice cream, it's probably the fucking best shit ever.
The Ben & Jerry's core pints are fucking brilliant because you got the ice cream surrounded by literally just a giant fucking glob of pure caramel. So it's fucking good. It's great. I love it.
It's caramel.
Caramel, caramel, dick in your ass. Shut up.
Pecan, pecan. It's a nut. Give it to me. Wait a minute.
Give it to pecan, me. Pecan, peanut, pee in your butt. Like, what? Genius.
My point stands. We are not adults.
Nope.
Can I say that one of my friends, that's what he said as like his go-to pickup line that he wanted to say but didn't out loud?
Huh? Wiener? Penis in your asshole? What the fuck?
Like anytime he saw a really, really attractive person, he would always just like, when no one else could hear it, he was like, "Hey, wanna pee in your butt?"
What the fuck? did that ever work? I don't think it did.
He never actually said it to the person because he knows he would get a fucking charge, but
yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Whenever I see an attractive woman, I'm like, damn, she seems really nice. I'd like to go on a date with her. Not I'd like I want to piss talk in to your her. Asshole. And I thought I was weird. I guess not.
Like, I just want to take a nice woman out to a dinner and then give her my wiener.
It's like, damn. It's like, I want to go on. And then Joe over here is like, I want to pee in your butt. Jesus fucking Christ.
Anyway.
Crying. Like, he went on to work on U-2s in the Air Force. Anyway.
Guatemala.
Guy that wants to pee in someone's butt is now working on U-2 spy planes. That's crazy.
He went on to be a crew chief.
That's insane.
How much time do we have left?
Fucking
enough time to fuck your mom. No.
8 minutes.
Hey, my mom is a very nice woman. She'd kick your ass.
I'm going to be recovering from that laugh for the next 2 weeks.
That means it was good.
Oh, boy. Good.
Well, I haven't received any death threats yet, so I think we're good.
You have received. I did see a comment saying that somebody was going to actively search you out and try to punch you in the face, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here, let me see. I would love to see you try.
I would equally love to see somebody try to do that.
Yeah, come fucking find me. Let's go.
Try to find me.
See, that's the thing. I always wonder like how it would work out if somebody decided to go to a technician's workplace and try to fight them when all of their coworkers who have giant tools can just gang up on them. Like, I don't
know. Not only that, is technicians typically have greater strength than an average human being. Because of the physicality of the job.
Yeah, we can reach up inside your head and fucking pull your teeth out. <I don't
know. laughs> What was that? Do you guys remember the back in on the internet days when like pranking people with like horror costumes and like running at them with hammers and chainsaws and shit was a thing?
Yeah.
Gabba.
A part of the reason why that stopped is some people started doing it in the South.
Oh, yeah. People got shot. Yeah.
People got shot because they don't fucking play with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them didn't go to jail because they were charging them with a fucking weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter that they were in a costume. And they're dead now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you get. Uh-oh. That's why nobody does it anymore.
Oh, boy.
Did we run out of stuff to talk about? Is this the final episode?
I think we're recovering from that fucking laughter.
Yeah, yeah, we're recovering from that laughter.
Well, that's
that
flag was, time, that everybody.
Philip Mignon says,
Filet Mignon?
Yeah, that little A-E symbol. They just said, let's see, we got, is mayonnaise an instrument? Parking chair. 2AZ have disco party.
Parking chair? What the fuck?
For sure. Same on God. Frowny face. How many pancakes?
I saw a fucking car in traffic that had re on the license plate, like all the way across the plate. It was just like a newer Chevy pickup. It wasn't like a remarkable car.
That's the sound that the fucking valve train is making.
The fucking DOD fucking valve train in the 5.3. Oh no. Yeah.
The numbers Mason, what do they mean? # Honda Civic waffles Wenor. Not Wenor, Wenor. Two N's.
You fucking piece of shit.
I'm gonna come to your house.
I'm gonna come on your house.
No. That is honestly a scarier threat.
If your house is a 2005 Ford GT, then I will come on in.
Okay.
Imagine you walk out of your
there's one behind you, Sterling.
Imagine you get home from work, right? And there's just a dude on your roof beating it off. Hey, what are you doing up there?
This episode is definitely getting the explicit tag.
I said I was gonna come on your house.
I thought you said you were gonna come to my house. No, technically yes. No.
Yes, but no.
Damn, you want to go to a game?
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm tired.
We have 3 minutes and 30 seconds to fill.
What do you think the people who decide the labor guide times on some things, do you think sometimes they go, hey guys, hey look what I put as the labor time for this, look what I did they're gonna be so fucking mad.
I definitely think engineers like,
what?
Do that.
Six for what?
I definitely think
they're
engineers
gonna kill us. Fuck them. Do you think that's what they do?
Probably.
Maybe, but I definitely think some engineers have done that when they've designed a fucking part in a location. Like, hey, look where I put it.
They're like, wow, you have to take that all the way out just to get to that. And they were like,
Like, damn, that's like, evil.
High fives. Yeah. The fucking,
they just go, yeah, hey, that's going to suck.
And they're like, that's going to suck.
Hey, guys, look, I made it to where when you take the drain plug off, it sprays oil fucking everywhere.
And they were like, dude, they did that on the fucking RSX last year or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're that's like, you copied fucking Tony. Like, that would be so... That'd be a fucking great like, Honda. Dude, they gotta drop the what? They gotta take the whole subframe out just to get that plug off, and they're like, they're gonna fucking be pissed. Also, we fucked up a bunch of shit inside of there, so they're gonna take it apart.
Check this out. I made this pulley bolt a half inch too long for it to come out, and it hits the frame when you try to pull it out. So you gotta jack the motor up to get the bolt out.
We could have made the bolt just like a half a millimeter smaller, but no, we didn't do that.
Every time I get a bolt like that, I vibrate with rage.
Y'all remember Slifree?
I'm like this close from drilling a hole in the chassis just to get that fucking bolt to move a half an inch.
You remember Slifree?
No idea. What?
Y'all remember Slifree?
No.
What the fuck is that?
It's an old PC game. Where you ski down a slope and you find a dog and you follow the dog. Sometimes the dog shits.
Is that in Skyrim? And, don't they do that in Skyrim?
And, and you go, you keep going down a hill until the Yeti finds you, and you try to run away from the Yeti, but the Yeti always eats you.
That sounds like a fucking fever dream.
Is that a metaphor for cocaine?
No, it's a PC game from the 90s.
that reminds me of that fucking game on South Park where you're chasing the dragon with the fucking needle, like, but you can never catch it.
What?
You ever seen that episode of South Park?
No.
It's a fucking video game. You're chasing the dragon. Like, oh, you can't catch me. It's like a... And it's the like character
Spyro or something.
Yeah, it was like a knockoff Spyro, but the character, like the arms were out, but you were injecting heroin into your arm in the game to try to catch the dragon, which you couldn't taste. That was like the whole bit of that fucking
The main episode. Thing that I remember from South Park was the episode where Cartman had a giant fucking satellite antenna.
Right up
poking out of his ass, and it went right back in. And he was like, "Oh my god, are you okay?" And he's like, "You know that feeling when the giant shit you just took goes right up your ass?" So that's
isn't that the pilot?
Isn't that the pilot?
That's the pilot.
Really early episode.
I think that's literally the pilot.
The first episode. It's like Cartman,
aliens in my ass or something.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I remember.
You remember the very first moment from the first episode of South.
Hell yeah.
It's on like season 22 or some shit. Like
that. I think they're on like season 29 now.
I don't know. I know that they stopped.
Cartoons that just doesn't die.
The first episode, Cartman gets an anal probe. That's the first episode. 1997.
That's insane.
They peaked with their first episode.
The first episode, the first couple episodes, I think they actually used real paper cutouts to make the show.
They did.
Like, that's crazy. That's like a fucking, that's like Wallace and Gromit level shit. Yeah.
And now they're just like, hey, we can do the same thing, but on computers.
Well, I think they discovered that very early in production, like the second episode or second season or something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we can do this way faster now.
Which is why they can get an episode out in a week.
Yeah, right. I saw that documentary.
Yeah.
I haven't seen South Park in forever. Yeah, like, when was the last season? Yeah, they had 10 episodes per season from season 17 to season 23, and then season 24 came out in 2020. They only had 2 episodes. They had 2 specials in 2021. They had 6 episodes in 2022, 6 in 2023, and then they haven't had any since. So they really kind of cut back.
They're confirmed for up to season 30, actually.
We'll see if
season 27 is coming out in 2025.
I don't know. The whole fucking entertainment industry is like dying. It seems.
It is. Yeah.
And for good reason. For like, you know, it seems like almost every week.
Bless you.
It seems like almost every week you hear about some crazy, crazy shit that some people in Hollywood have been engaging in. It's just, did you just pick your nose again?
No, I'm picking my fucking mustache because this little piece right here keeps hanging down like that. I'm trying to get it to move.
Memes are going to be crazy on this one.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to
fucking Flag Time memes page. Yes.
Go follow Flag Time memes on Instagram.
That's Force User that runs that, right?
Yeah,
that
it is.
Fucking Battlefield 1 zoom in was so unnecessary. You did not have to be that fucking dirty.
I think there are 3 memes of me versus the sun.
Yeah.
You need to clip out the sun, me being like, have you ever heard of blinds? And I was like, have I ever heard of blinds? Opens the fucking curtains.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like without the blinds. Like, you need to clip that out.
God. Put the fucking fish from SpongeBob that goes, my eyes!
Make that.
Anyway, that was this episode of Flag Time. Thank you for listening. We're gonna thank our premium members on our Patreon real quick.
We definitely didn't just do that an hour ago.
Yeah, I know, right? Thank you.
Oh, we had to do that again.
Thank you to Ansel Fuji, Ashley Green, Ben, Big Blue Caddy, Chat, Goodbago, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devine, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Ellis Chateau, Eric Firestone 512, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal Hayden Veals, Jamie BH 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cards, Sumas Lunacata, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Mason Knight 500, Maxine Prudhomme, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police Cyan Lion, or Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Starworks, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, the Big Maple, Forklift Guy, Vubula, Willie Martin, Woodwood, Elysium Darkness, and Meatbud in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. And we will see you next time.
Bye, everybody!